The U.S. drafted resolution calls for economic and travel sanctions against Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and 13 of his closest allies, as well as an expanded arms embargo against the government. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Zalmay Khalilzad, said Tuesday that the Security Council cannot be indifferent to what is happening in Zimbabwe and that action is required.
I believe clear majority of the Council members who spoke and the numbers that are necessary for a resolution to pass, assuming there is no veto, are there in support of the course that I have outlined. I think they are persuaded by the argument that we have to act, and we have to act in a way that incentivizes cooperation and helps get Zimbabwe out of the current crisis.
In order to pass, the measure requires at least 9 of the 15 council members to vote in favor and none of the 5 veto-wielding members to vote against it. The United States has support from at least 2 of the other 5 veto-carrying countries, France and Britain. China, which has strong trade ties with Zimbabwe, is not likely to risk more bad publicity by vetoing the measure just weeks ahead of hosting the Olympic Games, and could either vote in favor or abstain. But Russia has expressed serious reservations about the resolution. Ambassador Vitaly Churkin.
We need to remind ourselves from time to time that the UN Charter does not empower the Security Council to interfere in the internal affairs of state, unless the situation there poses a threat to international peace and security. There are serious questions in our mind if the situation in Zimbabwe can be characterized as threat to international peace and security, at least to an extent which would warrant a passing of a Security Council resolution under Chapter 7.
Chapter 7 of the UN Charter authorizes the Security Council to determine threats to international peace and take military or non-military action to restore peace and stability. South Africa has also questioned whether the situation in Zimbabwe is a threat to international peace and security. President Thabo Mbeki has been leading regional efforts to mediate an end to the crisis, but so far those efforts have been unsuccessful, and Mr. Mbeki has come under some international criticism for his soft approach and close relationship with Mr. Mugabe. South Africa's UN ambassador, Dumisani Khumalo, said sanctions would only create more complications.
We understand, we share the frustration of everybody. But we are saying that don't take measures that are going to complicate the situation and literally blow the country apart. Take measures that will urge the parties to go ahead and seek a political solution.
Several council members have also expressed concern about setting a precedent and interfering in a country's elections, saying that is not in the realm of the Security Council's authority. During its meeting Tuesday, the council was briefed privately by UN envoy Haley Menkerios, who recently visited Zimbabwe. In a public session, they heard from UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's deputy, Asha Rose Magiro, just back from the African Union summit in Egypt. Mrs. Magiro called the election seriously flawed and said the only way out of the crisis is for the two sides to agree on a political solution that would pave the way for a democratic transition and economic recovery. She said the creation of a government of national unity is a way forward, enjoys broad support in the region, and that the UN Secretary General strongly supports this recommendation. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.